Brother Hansen from Truth and Light Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been in this study for quite some time, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to get right back into it, and it is a great study. And we're going to start with chapter 44, and I think we're about verse 7. Let's begin reading now. Now then, thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, why are you doing great harm to yourselves so as to cut off from you man and woman, child and infant, from anything from among Judah, leaving yourselves without remnant? What a statement God says to these people. He says, why are you doing great harm to yourself? You know, I ask each and every one under the sound of my voice, if you have not received Christ as your Lord and your Savior, why are you doing great harm to yourself? Why are you destroying yourself little by little, day by day? God puts his spirit within a person. And once he puts his spirit in a person, if that same spirit dwells in you, that raised up Christ from the dead, it shall quicken your mortal body. Did you hear that? Now, you may not believe this, and you may have trouble believing it, but the Bible teaches that the healing of the body is in the atonement. And the atonement, by his stripes, you have been healed. Now, sometimes it's a fight. Yes, of course, it's a fight to receive your healing sometimes, but it is a fight because the devil will fight you tooth and nail. Tooth and nail. So be careful. When you know, he'll fight you tooth and nail for your salvation as well. So it's nothing new. He will fight you tooth and nail for your salvation as well as your health for your body. Be careful not to release what God has given you already. He's already given it. You may have to fight for the faith, because we all fight good fight of faith. We all do. But this is very important that you grasp the atonement of God. What is under the blood of Jesus Christ? Your healing, your salvation, your eternal life here. Everything that connects you to God is in that blood. It's not, you know, brute strength and ignorance trying to go door to door. It is in the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Let's continue reading. Now, why are you doing great harm to yourself as to cut off from you man and woman, child and infant from among Judah, leaving yourselves without remnant, provoking me to anger with the works of your hands, burning sacrifices to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you are entering to reside, so that you might be cut off and become a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. You're going to become a curse and a reproach to all nations. And they did. For a while. They did. God didn't lie. He does not lie. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers? The wickedness of the kings of Judah? And the wickedness of your wives? Your own wickedness? And the wickedness of your wives which they committed in the land of Judah? And in the streets of Jerusalem? But they have not become contrite even to this day, nor have they feared nor walked in my law or my statutes, which I have set before you and before your fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am going to set my face against you for woe. And that does not sound good. Cut off all Judah. I'm going to cut you off. And I will take away the remnant of Judah who have set their mind on entering the land of Egypt to reside there. And they will all meet their end in the land of Egypt. They will fall by the sword and meet their end by famine. Both small and great will die by the sword and the famine, and they will become a curse, an object of horror, an imprecation, and a reproach. And I will punish those who live in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, with a sword and with a famine and with pestilence. You know, these people took off to Egypt as if they're going to escape all of God's harsh judgment. You know, it's like Jonah. Jonah was not a bad man. But these people thought they could get away with it. Whenever you think you can get away with something, be careful. Be very careful. Because I'm telling you, folks, if you think you can get away with it, you're not. You can't get away with it. You can't get away with it. So there will be no refuge or survivors for the remnant of Judah who have entered the land of Egypt to reside there and then to return to the land of Judah, to which they are longing to return and live. For none will return except for a few refugees. Then all the men who were aware that their wives were burning sacrifices to other gods, along with other women who were standing by as a large assembly. There's a large assembly doing this. What a cult. Talk about a cult. And a bunch of horrific heretics. These were the Jews that were heretics. A large assembly, including all the people who were living in Pathros in the land of Egypt, responded to Jeremiah saying, as for the message that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we are not going to listen to you. Can you imagine that? We're not going to listen to you. We're not going to listen. We don't care. We do not give a rip what you say, God. We're not going to listen to you. Not going to listen. We're going to go our merry way. And that's it. That is it. You know, they spoke. They chose their way. They chose what they wanted. They chose to get down and just do their thing. That's what they chose. Chose their own way, their own thing. So that's what happened. And this is what God did. He says, well, okay. You choose what you want and walk in the judgment of God. That's it. And that's what happened. As for the message that you have spoken in the name of the Lord, we are not going to listen to you. But rather, we will certainly carry out every word that has proceeded from our mouths. We're going to carry out every word that proceeds from our mouth, not yours. Our mouth. What arrogance. what, you know, they really thought a lot of themselves. We're going to do what we want, not what God wants. We will certainly carry out every word that's proceeded from our mouth, burning sacrifices to the Queen of Heaven, and pouring out drink offerings to her, just as we ourselves, our forefathers, our kings, and our princes did in the cities of Judah. Whoa! It's going to do what we want to do. We don't care what you think, and we don't care what anybody thinks. We're going to do it, and that's it. Can you imagine having this kind of an attitude toward God? I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine having this kind of attitude, but there's people that do. There are people that have this kind of a arrogant attitude toward God. And they decided that they're going to follow the devil, regardless of who says anything about it. Can you imagine that? This is unheard of. Unheard of. But that's the way they did. Just like our forefathers, our kings, our princes did in the cities of Judah, we're going to do it. You know, they lost the ability to repent. You get to a point. Now, you may disagree with me, but some people lose the ability to repent. No man can come to the Father, Jesus said, except the Father first draw him. And when that happens, nobody knows. Nobody knows. This is sad. You never know when that point happens. The point of no return. The point where you lose your ability to repent, because these people certainly did. My goodness, if a prophet of God was speaking right straight to you, firsthand knowledge, and they said, we don't care, we're going to do what we want to do. That is arrogance, and that is total. You've lost your mind. You've lost your mind. A fool would say in his heart, there is no God. A fool would say in his heart, there's no God. That's what these people were displaying. They were fools. They were fools. And just like our forefathers and princes did in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for then we had plenty of food and we were well off. We saw no misfortune. But since we stopped burning sacrifices to the Queen of Heaven, and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything. It must be because we're not burning to the Queen of Heaven. You know that? You know. Can you imagine that? This is what kind of foolishness this is. We've met our end by the sword and by famine. And said the woman, when we were burning sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven and were pouring out drink offerings to her, was it without our husbands that we made for her a sacrifice, cakes in her image, and poured out drink offerings to her? You can't imagine this. Then Jeremiah said to all the people and to the men of the women and women, even to all of the people who were giving him such an answer, saying, as for the smoking sacrifices that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your forefathers, your kings, your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them? And did not all this come into his mind? So the Lord was no longer able to endure it. He wasn't able to stand it anymore. He got a belly full. He got sick of it. Because of it, this evil in your deeds. Because the abominations which you have committed. Thus your land has become a ruin, an object of horror, and a curse, without an inhabitant, as it is this day." That's the very reason that this all happened. That's not the reason everything was bright and sunny and cheerful, because you're burning sacrifices to the Queen of Heaven. That's not the reason. This is the reason that all of this happened, is because it's a result of your abominations. The horror, the curse has come upon you, without an inhabitant, as it ends in this day, because you have burnt sacrifices and have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, or walked in His law, His statutes, or His testimonies. Therefore, this calamity has befallen you as it has this day. This is the reason right here. Get it? Have you got it? They didn't get it because they were incapable of repentance. Incapable of saying, "Sorry, God, forgive us." They were incapable. That's why so many died. Well, that's our time for today. Father, in Jesus' name, don't let us ever get to the point of no return. Forgive us now. Come into our hearts. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let your blood wash us. And let us be forgivable. Help us to say, "God, help us and forgive us," in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. I just uploaded a whole bunch of new messages. They're all free. You don't have to pay a dime. You don't have to give an address. You don't have to give an email. You don't have to jump through hoops, or, you know, you don't have to register or anything. Just go there. It's free. All right. Well, that's it. Give us a call. Let us know you're listening. Go to our website. Let us know you're listening. That's all. And write to us if you could. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved.